the Bible and marriage, or more particularly, the Bible and gay marriage. And I trust the Lord will speak to us tonight. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said, "We've made a lot of progress with issues relating to LBJ." And then he said, what are the letters? I think he forgot what they are, and they just keep adding letters. This professor in California said, "I know what keeps me from critiquing Islam on my blog is fear. Fear." But the same professor says he feels very safe criticizing Christians. And I'll say more about that in a moment. It's open season on Christians in this nation. Never been more persecuted. It's not been since pre-revolution days that there's been so much persecution of believers. Romans 1, very descriptive passage. Verse 24, "And following, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Reprobate means rejected. 32, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." The Bible and marriage, or more particularly the Bible and gay marriage. We all know that last summer, June 26 specifically, the United States Supreme Court issued a mandate that men should be allowed to marry men, and that women should be allowed to marry women. It was a close decision, 5-4. There are five of our Supreme Court justices who are known to be liberals, and four who are known to be not so liberal. And the 5-4 decision requires that all states license men marrying men and women marrying women. In praise of the decision, that radical decision, the White House website sported a graphic of a rainbow-colored White House. How many saw that? I saw it. The homosexuals have adopted the rainbow as their symbol, which is blasphemous in itself. The rainbow is God's sign, God's token, but that's their sign. One of the dissenting justices, that is, who disagreed, warned Christians to be prepared now as to be, this is the word that was used, vilified if we continue to disagree with gay marriage. Another one of the justices said that Christians are now considered by the Supreme Court to be, quote, enemies of the human race, unquote. It was one of the saddest days in American history. One of the saddest. One of the very saddest. Since that decision, June 26, 2015, Christian people are no longer free to act according to what they believe. Now, we're still free to believe what we want to, but we're no longer free to act upon what we believe. I'll give you one example. I could give you 500. Aaron and Melissa Klein, bakers from Oregon, Because of their religious convictions, they refused to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. Now, they knew this couple. They'd baked birthday cakes for these individuals before. But this was different. This was their wedding, a lesbian wedding. A gag order was issued. No constitutional jury or due process. A classic case of Christian persecution for merely refusing to bake a wedding cake for this couple. By the way, last year there were over 1,200 attacks on Christian liberty in the United States. You heard me right. Over 1,200. The lesbian couple made up a list of 50 grievances against the clients for refusing to bake the cake for them. They said, for one thing, it gave us an upset stomach. That's a direct quote. The Labor Commission of the state fined the clients $135,000 for refusing to bake the cake. That's just one example. There are groups like the Right Wing Watch, Freedom From Religion, and others who are watching everything churches and Christian individuals and businesses do, hoping to involve us constantly in more and more lawsuits and litigation scenarios like I just described. We are the problem, they say. We are the haters. We're the bad guys. We are, as they say in Washington, public enemy number one. I think it was Janet Reno that made that famous. We are the homophobes. But if even the psychologist and psychiatrist, and I have no faith in them, and I'm going to preach on that one of these days. But even in their Bible, there's no such thing as homophobes. So as super liberal as the psychiatrists are, they even know there's no such thing. We don't hate anybody. I don't. I don't know any Christian who really hates. We just believe there's such a thing as right and there's such a thing as wrong. And we don't have to bake a cake. If you got a bakery, you don't have to bake a cake for anybody you don't want to. You don't have to work on anybody's car. You can tell them to go somewhere else. That's right, can't you? You don't have to build their house. Tell them to go somebody else. But we're accused of bigotry. We're the bigots. We're the haters. But I declare unto you that it's courage to stand up for what's right. It's conviction. And it's real love to tell somebody the truth, whether they want to hear it or not. Now, sadly, most denominations have compromised and capitulated on this issue. Most of them compromised generations ago and have been taking a very weak stand on moral issues for a long, long time. But as the government puts more and more pressure on churches, as the government threatens to remove tax exemptions from churches and Christians, what we're seeing and we're going to see is more and more churches caving in, more and more whole denominations performing marriages of men marrying men and women marrying women. And not only are they going to do that, and you know most of the Protestant denominations already do that, but what they're going to do, these religious people who are going to cave in, they're going to start attacking us. And that's already happening locally, and I don't want to go into the description. But that's what's ahead of us. That's what's happening in our nation right now. So we're the bad guys. You just expose error. You just tell somebody what's true, what's right, what's wrong. You're the bad guy.
try to warn these people. God said, and I'm going to tell you what the Bible says in a moment, but God said that a man should marry a woman and two men shouldn't marry, and two women shouldn't marry, and you just say that, and they'll hate you. You will be charged with a hate crime and go to prison. That's the atmosphere and climate we're living in right now. And it's just a remnant that's standing and it's getting smaller. The cry today is for diversity under the name of tolerance. Anything goes and nothing's right and nothing's wrong and coexist and don't say anything. And whatever you feel, if you feel like today you're a woman, then you should be allowed to go into the women's locker room or bathroom, so they say. Why, you'd think that was the most fundamental right, wouldn't you? The way our president acts. Hello, tell the truth. Everything's tolerated in our society today except one thing. There's one thing they will not tolerate, and that's Bible Christianity. And they'll say, there's no absolutes. And you say, are you sure? And they say, absolutely. I say, come on now, you just contradicted yourself. You say, there's nothing sure, but you're sure that there's nothing sure. Well, what does the Bible say? That's really all that matters. Well, I read to you here, Romans 1, you know this passage here, how God is exposing their depravity, how men are marrying men, women are marrying women, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat, which I think includes AIDS. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. They're worthy of death. Verse number 32. Under the law of Moses, homosexuality was punishable by death. You were put to death for that abominable sin. It's not hard. All you have to do is read Genesis and you see that Adam married Eve and not Steve. It's not hard to understand. If you just want to look at the Bible. Have you not read, many of you have read the whole Bible. Is the Bible not consistent in saying marriage is between a man and a woman? And when they, for example, when they had great revivals in the days of the kings, one thing the Bible says they did is they put the sodomites out of the land. Have you read that? Jesus was plain on marriage. Paul was plain on marriage. Paul said to the Corinthians, some of you used to be immoral and you were involved in all kinds of things. Such were some of you, past tense. You're not sodomites anymore. You're not lesbians anymore. You're not bisexual anymore. You're not transgender anymore. You got saved and you're not that way anymore. It's in your past. And the Bible calls them dogs, and that's another study. Well, the Bible's plain on this subject. I'll tell you one thing that's happened that has caused incredible confusion on this subject. Is you talk to somebody and you say the Bible always condemns gay marriage. And I hate to use the word gay because when we use the word gay, they like it. In fact, I have quotes of them saying that when we start using that word, then it was a great triumph because that gay is not what they are. Okay? When you live that lifestyle, you're 10 times more likely to be depressed and suicidal. It's not gay. It's not gay. But I'll tell you what the devil's done, and if you forget everything else, you remember this. The only Bible version that condemns homosexuality is the King James. All the other ones treat it so lightly, twist it, and water it down that in some of their versions, it's not even wrong. Wasn't that a master stroke of the devil? To give them a Bible, so-called, that did not condemn this lifestyle? Why, even one of the translators of the NIV, Virginia Mollenkamp, was a practicing lesbian herself! And so, when they're telling you, Methodists and so-called, and others, and United Church of Christ, and the Presbyterian Church of America, and all these others, that their Bible doesn't condemn it, well, maybe they're telling you the truth. But you just need to say, why don't you get a real Bible? Why don't you get a King James Bible that tell you that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, reduced it to ashes for that terrible lifestyle? So, wrong versions. Now, folks, this movement, this LG, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender movement, and there's more to it, but they've prospered in our lifetime and in our generation. Why? Why have they taken over? I'll tell you why. Because America was bankrupt already, spiritually. And they just came in and took over. They control the White House. They control most courts, especially the federal courts. They control most universities and colleges. They control professional sports. If you want the president to call you, just announce that you're a homosexual or a lesbian. He'll call you and congratulate you. They control most denominations, most churches, most of the media. Television is very much supportive of this wicked lifestyle. Programs like Teachers and Fuller House have men kissing men, women kissing women. And it's been going on for many years. They control most businesses like PayPal, Target, others. Folks, they're in control. Except for a few born-again Christians and a few good politicians, they've taken over. They've literally taken over before our very eyes. We rolled over, we played dead, we did nothing. We wouldn't even vote, we wouldn't pray for those in authority like the Bible told us to do. And we put a people above principle. You say, Brother Allen, what's your party? I'm the birthday party. That's always a winner. Amen? Folks, you just look at what they believe. Amen? Look at their voting record. If somebody votes for gay marriage, why are you voting for him? Or her? Or whoever? Vote them out! This is America! We get to vote! And if they don't represent, they don't supposed to go to represent themselves, they're supposed to go to represent us! So that's one thing we can do. And I guarantee you that the LGBT has got their pernicious resource materials in every school in America that will allow it. And they're planning to educate from kindergarten on. And I can tell you the names of books, etc. They're busy, folks. They call it pride. God calls it an abomination. But you see, they're not just stopping at gay marriage. They're not just stopping at transgender bathrooms. I've read their material. Next, they want to have laws that say you can be married to more than one person at a time. In fact, as soon as the Supreme Court decision was made last summer, within a week, the Mormons said, hey, legalize our polygamy, our bigamy. That's not all. Next, they want you to be able to marry children. This is happening in other countries. And then why not marry animals? Their agenda is the eradication of male and female. Folks, there's already universities in this country where if you use those words, you will fail the class automatically. Male and female. They hate those words. Their agenda is for the absolute destruction of the family and the home and marriage as we know it. Total destruction. They'll not be happy and they will not rest until that is done. That is their stated purpose. Just like the Muslims have made it very plain, they're not going to rest till they've destroyed Israel. I don't care how many Nobel Peace Prizes they give to people like, I forget the man's name. He died. What was his name? Ararat? Arafat. Ararat's where the ark was. Yasser. That's right. Folks, they've told us plainly what they're up to. And they're for the destruction of the home and marriage. But you know what? And I love these people, and I'll be done in a moment, and I'll say more in the future. But you know what? And even in a lesbian couple, two women married, God forbid, two men married, even in their marriages, one of them is dominant. They're never equal. One of them takes the man part. One of them is the leader. One of them is submissive. They're even admitting against their will, and they absolutely hate it. But 100% of the time, they are showing that they're supposed to be a leader and one who's submissive every time. Every time. Folks, it's against nature. It's against the Bible. It's a sin. It's an abomination. And I pity the poor children who are being adopted into homes like this. And the main reasons, one of the main reasons why men become homosexuals, they say, is they've never had male attention. There was no man in their life, no dad or brother or someone counterpart. And women say they become lesbian because of abuse from men. Folks, the bottom line is men have failed in this nation. That's the problem. The failure of men to be what they ought to be at home, to be what they ought to be at church. You can blame the women if you want to. Blame the kids if you want to. But it's the men's fault. And it's the churches. And it's the preachers. What they're not telling you is the homosexuality is not just a sin, it's not just wickedness, but it is a direct attack against God. It is a direct assault upon the family and the way God set it up. Folks, let's think for just a minute. If everybody becomes a homosexual, there ain't going to be no kids. There ain't going to be nobody living here in 100 years. Men don't produce children, and two women don't produce a child either. Folks, it is an attack against the very livelihood of our planet. Threatens to wipe out humanity. So it's rebellion. It's absolute rebellion. And there's no gay gene, by the way. There's no such thing. Do you think God would make somebody a homosexual, then write in the Bible and say it's wrong? God ain't going to do that. Do you know that even animals know better? Even animals know better. Well, I'm closing for tonight. The storm clouds are on the horizon. And we better be prepared to stand. And there's never been any civilization that has survived gay marriages. Never in the history of the world. When a nation got that low morally, they died. End of story. We better obey God and not men. These people can be saved, and I love them, and I've witnessed to them. They can be saved. They can be saved. I've got a book at home. The whole thing's testimonies of, of homosexuals that got, they can be saved. God loves all sinners. So do we. Thank God. Such were some of you. Past tense. But now you're washed. Now you're justified. Now you're sanctified. 1 Corinthians 6. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the only answer. They don't need to go to some psychiatrist like somebody went to. Who's going to tell them that it's all right? Or some liberal preacher, so-called. They need Jesus. They need a new life. They need to get in a Bible-believing church. And they need our love, prayers, and patience. I don't hate nobody. But you don't do anybody a favor when you tell them a lie. Well, it's time to put forth the distinctive biblical view of marriage and the home. And what we got to do for this generation is we got to do more than say. We're going to have to show them what, by the way we live, we're going to have to show them that God's way is best. They're going to have to see that in your life, in your family. I remember when we were in Holland, coming back from Israel, 30 plus years ago, sitting on the bus, waiting to get off the bus. I think we were taking pictures of a windmill in Holland. And somebody said, "Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful." And we all said, "What's beautiful? What do you see? Do you mean the windmill? You mean all these fields of tulips? You mean this lovely, what's beautiful? What's beautiful?" And I believe it was Preacher Bill King. He said, "Would you look out there?" He said, "There's walking down that sidewalk a man and his wife and children." He said, "That's beautiful. That's beautiful." He said, "When was the last time you saw a man, his wife, and children together walking down a sidewalk?" I've never forgotten that. Folks, that's more rare than it's ever been in the history of the United States. If you have a Christian home, you ought to shout, as Bud Robinson said, to your horse. Amen. If you don't have one, work on it. Most kids today do not have a Christian home. More confusion, more compromise, more sin than ever before. God help us to love people and take a stand. I'm going to stand on the Bible. That's where I stand. That's where I stand. And these are issues that we must face. And we'll go a little further next time. Thank you for being here tonight.